Realized who you were. But if you just had a glimpse of who you really are, why you'd be the happiest person in this world. If you had one little glimpse of reality for just a second, this would change your life forever. One glimpse of reality is all you need. And you would never worry again about anything. You would never fear anything again. You would never become upset over anything. Just a glimpse. It's all you need. There is a reality that has absolutely nothing to do with this world. That reality may be called consciousness. The ultimate reality is you. You are the ultimate reality. If you understood this, all of the gods and goddesses would pay homage to you. They would dance in front of you. The Krishnas, the Shivas, the Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas, they're all within you. You're not separate than that. There's all one. And you are that one. You are the Buddha. You are the Christ. You are the God. You're the one that you've been waiting for all of your life. Many of you have been searching for the right guru, the right teacher, the right teaching. But it's been you all this time. You have been the one you've been searching for. Your search is at an end. There's no one else but you. Nothing can ever happen to you. You can't be hurt, it's impossible. You cannot die because you were never born. You have no experiences on this earth because you're not of this earth. I'll share with you this evening the three vehicles of self-realization. There was once a guy who went to a psychiatrist and he said, "My brother thinks he's a chicken." And the psychiatrist said, "Why don't you turn him in?" And the guy said, "We need the eggs." This is absolutely nothing to what I'm talking about. I just started throwing in. Three vehicles to enlightenment. I'll give you the three, then we'll talk about them. The first one is everything is emptiness. Everything is emptiness. The second one is there is no mind. There is no mind. And the third one is take refuge only in the self. Take refuge only in the self. Now we'll discuss them for a little bit. Everything is emptiness. Everything is empty. Is this true? To most of you, everything seems to be solid. You touch a tree, it's solid. You touch a person, he's solid, she's solid. How can everything be emptiness? But you know, if you were the size of an atom, and you look at your body, you would see the universe. The equivalent to the universe that you see before you today. You would see empty space if you look at your body, if you were the size of an atom. And you would see dots in the empty space, far away. Just as we look at this world, we look up in the world and we see dots representing planets and suns and galaxies, and they're all held in empty space. So everything in this universe is an empty space, boundless space. You are boundless space. You're not what you appear to be. Also, when you dream, in that dream everything seems solid, everything seems secure. You can grab a tree, it's solid, you got a person, he or she is solid. They're only solid because you're in the dream. But if we're able to observe the dream, we realize the dream comes out of nowhere. The dream is total emptiness. True? The dream is emptiness. Yet while you're dreaming, it seems so real, so solid. And you never believe that it's emptiness. But in the dream, one day you come to a teacher, you become enlightened, and now you're able to see the dream. You step out of the picture. You have stepped out of the dream, and you're watching the dream. You no longer think the dream is real. You try to explain this to people, but you can't explain it. They'll never listen to you. They'll think you're crazy. In other words, you've tasted something, you've seen something, you've felt something that hardly anybody else has. You slipped out of the dream. And so it is with this life. This life appears so real. Just think of the problems you had today with your life. The things that upset you, that made you angry. The things that made you happy. You accepted all of these things. But if you are enlightened, you see it as a dream. The same as a dream that you dream when you go to sleep. There'd be no difference to you. No difference whatsoever. The more you become involved in this world, the more deluded you are. The more you react to life situations, this is called ignorance. We're taking a dream seriously. You can also take a dream that you dream at night seriously too. When to? Because you can't help it. You don't know you're dreaming, you're fast asleep. And the dream is so real. All sorts of things take place in that dream. But you're not a dreamer. But you don't know it. You're not aware of it until you wake up. The point is you have to wake up. And it's only when you wake up that you see this world as a dream. And you no longer take anything seriously. You laugh. You observe the dream. And where did the dream come from? It came from emptiness. Like a bubble. It's gone. It's your awakening. It never existed. It's total emptiness. So we can say, everything in this universe is emptiness. The only reason everything exists is because you exist. It's here for your pleasure. It's your dream. Just trying to understand what I'm talking about will awaken you. If you can just grasp what I'm saying, I don't mean superficially. If you can assimilate, digest what I'm saying, like through food, make it a part of your consciousness, you will awaken. If you listen to me intellectually, you'll get nowhere. Feel what I'm saying. You are dreaming the mortal dream right now. It's all empty. It has no substance. But yet you're hurtable. You become upset. You do things to defend yourself. You see people against you. And you must defend yourself. You see all sorts of enemies that you have to defend yourself from. Collectively, the country stopped wars. When they feel something is wrong, somebody's trying to take something away from them that they think belongs to them. And they're going to fight for it. Isn't that silly? Because who wins in the end? Even if you don't know it's a dream, who wins in the end? Is there really a winner? Nobody ever wins. Everyone suffers, goes through experiences, through trials and tribulations. For what purpose? think about this. Everything is emptiness. Has no substance whatsoever, including your own body. That's a funny thing, your body has no substance whatsoever. You have no body. But you think you are a body. Because there's always something happening to it. Really, you have no body whatsoever. Everything is emptiness. This is the first vehicle for self-realization. Yet, you have to be careful what teachers tell you, what do you believe what I say? Where did I get this information from? A book? A lecture? On the contrary, I've had this experience personally. This has been my experience, that everything is emptiness. Only a teacher that's been on this path and has realized the self can cause his disciples and devotees to realize the self. For it can only go to the level of the teacher, never be further. There are so many teachers today you got to be careful. If a teacher tells you that he's had a revelation of some kind that's really far out, be careful. For all the revelations the teachers have had should be part of the lineage, the spiritual lineage. Either the Buddhist lineage, the Hindu lineage, the Christian lineage, the Hebrew lineage, the Islamic lineage. I shouldn't deviate from this. What I'm sharing with you is called Advaita Vedanta. It was first promulgated by somebody called Dattatreya, the father of all Yanis. And Shankara, and Ramana Maharshi, and many others. This is the lineage that I come from. What if I sat here and told you something like this? I had a tremendous revelation yesterday. I dreamt that the whole universe was made out of chocolate. We live in a chocolate universe. And the way to enlightenment is to eat your way out of chocolate. If you eat enough chocolate, you become enlightened. You have to leave the universe. The world. So we gotta eat the trees and the leaves and the plants, and it's really all chocolate. Begin to do this and become enlightened. And then there'll be people who will do this. You can always attract people. Tell them anything, they'll believe it. But you have to be very careful. Very careful. Therefore, when I tell you everything is emptiness, I'm speaking of my personal experience. Everything is like a dream, doesn't exist. The idea for you is to wake up from the dream, and you awaken from the dream by realizing that it's a dream. By causing the mind to become still, controlling your thoughts, so everything that you behold comes from your mind. You are the creator of all phenomena. It all comes out of your own mind. Just like when you're dreaming at night, a dream comes out of your mind. Everything comes out of the mind. Now, where is the mind located? Where is the mind? The mind is on your head. Some of you point to your head saying, my mind is in my head. That's your brain. Your so-called human brain. What science calls the mind is in every cell of your body. This means every cell can be influenced by conditions. Your mind is in every cell. So we now realize that everything is mind, everything came out of the mind. We go to vehicle number two. There is no mind. I blew you away with that one. There is no mind. There's really no such thing as mind. Try to find a mind. Where is it? As I told you before, it's in every cell. That's what science tells us. That's how far it's gone. But the reality is there is no mind. So where does everything come from? If things are not as they appear to be, they're dreams, and dreams come out of the mind, and there's no mind, where does everything come from? Well, this is going to blow some of you away. Nothing exists. Nothing came from anywhere. Nothing exists. It's all hypnosis, hallucination. You're all hallucinated. There's a universe, there's a world, there are people, there's a God, there's a realization. Nothing exists at all. You don't exist. What are you doing here? Get out. You have never existed. And you don't exist now. Yet you tell me I do exist instead of you, because I can see you. I can see myself. I'm part of this world. I'm just proving to you that science tells us we're not what we appear to be. We're empty space. We're like the universe. That's why some people say the universe is the body of God. You are the microcosm and the macrocosm. You are a replica of the universe. You are a universe in yourself. This is as far as science has gotten. And I come along and tell you that nothing exists at all. Nothing ever existed. Isn't that wonderful? All your so-called problems, your nonsensical things you go on with every day, your fears, your frustrations, doesn't exist. All the things that you're trying to do in this world, to succeed, to go forward, to be recognized, fame, name, it doesn't exist. You are hallucinating. It's like mass hypnosis. There's no mind. We go to vehicle number 3. Take refuge in the self. In Buddhism, the basis of Buddhism is the three jewels. Take refuge in the Buddha. Take refuge in the Dharma, and take refuge in the Sangha. But I tell you that the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha are all within yourself. You are that. So the only refuge you can take is in yourself. You see what I'm getting at? Within yourself are all the answers, all the power, all the Buddhas, all the sages, all the teachings. They are within you. Right this minute. By turning within and taking refuge in the self, you will awaken. You'll become liberated. And the only way to become liberated, to become free, taking refuge in the self, is by sitting in the silence and pushing all the thoughts away as they come to you. good thoughts, bad thoughts, all kinds of stuff. Only by not thinking will the truth be revealed. Not by thinking about it, or by thinking about anything, but by not thinking at all. Every time you think, you're using your mind, what we call the mind. As a matter of fact, the mind is nothing but a conglomeration of thoughts. That's what the mind is. Thoughts about the past, thoughts about the future, thoughts about everything you know, what's going on in your life today. The whole idea is to get rid of these thoughts, to stop the mind from thinking. Then you will see there's no mind, there are no thoughts, there's no body, there's no self, there's no universe. Two of you who come here are special people. You've been through the world and it's nonsense. And you've all had various experiences. You've all practiced sadhana, practiced yoga methods, Raja Yoga, Laya Yoga, Hatha Yoga, all kinds of yoga, Karma Yoga. And you come to this point where you begin to understand that doing yoga, doing anything is unnecessary. Meditation is not necessary. The only thing that's necessary is for you to awaken, to wake up. And the fastest way to really wake up is to understand what I'm talking about. And I mentioned before, it's digested and assimilated. Realize who you are, what you are, nothing. Emptiness. If you just ponder this, it'll make you feel light and peaceful, relaxed. Do not concern yourself with how much time it takes. Forget about time. Just endeavor to comprehend what I'm talking about. And practice it every day. Just have a feeling of emptiness. Feel emptiness. Total emptiness. Look at the sky and the trees and the earth. And feel their emptiness also. That's what you have to do. There was once a guy who wanted to become a Zen Buddhist monk, so he moved to Japan, went into the Zendo, was accepted, had an interview with the Roshi, the Roshi explained all the rules and regulations of the Zendo, And he said, by the way, I forgot to tell you this, we have a vow of silence here. We only speak 3 words every 10 years. So he said, okay, I can accept that. He went to his quarters. 10 years passed. He had an interview with the Rashi, and the Rashi said, well, you got anything to say? And the guy says, the food sucks. Goes back to his quarters, 10 more years pass. He had an interview with the Rashi, and the Rashi says, you have anything to say? The bed's hard. Goes back to his quarters. 10 more years pass. I had an interview with the Rosh. The Rosh said, you have anything to say? He says, yes, I quit. And the Rosh said, I don't blame you. You've been bitching ever since you got here. That's where we are. We're always bitching, bitching, bitching. Why aren't I enlightened yet? Why is this happening? Why is that happening? We're so concerned about our bodies, our affairs, other people. Forget about everyone and everything. I'm trying to be antisocial. I'm telling you mentally to become one with yourself. To look at the world objectively, ask yourself the question, what have I got to do with this world? Keep questioning yourself again and again and again, over and over again. If I am emptiness, who am I really? What is emptiness? What is my real nature? Who am I? How did I get here? Keep asking some of these profound questions. What's on TV tonight? Where did I come from? Only you can help yourself. But you must want to become free, liberated. If you really want to become free and liberated, you will stop reacting to this world. You will stop believing somebody's trying to hurt you, you've got to get even with people. You will not do things that are contrary to the Dharma. You will become a loving, gentle being. You will flow with life. You will understand everything that comes to you is karmic. If I react to it, I'm accruing more karma, that's all. Everything that I react to, there's more karma I'm going to work out. Makes a difference whether I'm right or wrong. It's secondary. You keep saying this to yourself again and again. Every time I react to a situation, I'm accruing more karma I'm going to work out eventually. and it keeps me balanced to this earth. It makes me take on body after body after body after body. I'll never end. And so I learned myself to let go, to leave people alone, leave condition alone, leave situation alone. And again, what comes into my life is a result of my karma from before. So I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to create more karma. I'll watch it, I'll observe it. I'll laugh at it, and I'll leave it alone. Then I neutralize the situation, and it'll never come back to me again. But every time I react, I'm asking for more of the same thing to come to me. Whatever your reaction means, you want more of that. And you're getting more and more and more, and you got to react, react, react. It never ends. So become mature. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop believing something is wrong somewhere. Stop trying to get the best over people. Be humble. Develop a tremendous humility. Whenever you look at your fellow man, whenever you look at the trees or the flowers or the universe, look at yourself. And you are God. So you see God wherever you look. Do not try to analyze it or figure it out, just do it. This is the reason some of us can't do this, because we try to analyze it, we try to figure it out. We try to make sense out of it. You can't make sense out of it because it's beyond sense. So now you understand that you are emptiness. You understand that you have no mind. And you understand you have to take refuge in the self. Do all of these things and live happy ever after. Peace.